And so the other church, the West, us, we celebrated Christmas on the 25th, I think because of winter solstice, that convergence. And so now we celebrate really traditionally these 12 days from the 25th to the 6th. So I have a particular about Christmas happening before the 25th and finishing on Boxing Day, noon, and all of the decorations are gone. So happy Christmas, happy life of Christ in us, and the possibility of Christ in us. And I'm going to just ask John to come and read. I'm going to talk a little about the wise men, and you know, they're only in 12 verses, and they, when we do like Christmas Alive, it's a mesh. It's really the story in Luke of Gabriel and Mary and the shepherds, but we cut in all the pageants, all the Christmas scenes you've seen, and the cards you buy, and the cards you make. You're squishing Matthew in with Luke, because that's the whole picture. And this day is when we know that Christ broke out. He came into the DNA of all of us, and we have a hope in him. It's a wonderful thought that men who didn't know anything but the signs they were given in their discipline came and brought it back. And I'm just going to ask John to read those 12 verses, Matthew 2, 1 to 12. Thanks, John.
Just so you know, my lights are still.
Your lights are still?
My lights didn't go away on Boxing Day that night.
Oh, good.
Still at
Christmas is still at our place for probably till April. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, "Where is the Christ? Where is the Christ to be born?" "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go, make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with the gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. What did the wise men bring? We three kings of Orient are. What gifts tied them to the one they tracked? The baby king of Bethlehem, hours old, brand new, lying bound and powerless, the violent threat to Herod, the Roman king, sat in Jerusalem, sat stirred up and triggered, and all his city with him, itself tormented, fried, and frozen. The wise men came through that frazzled sight. The gifts they carried showed off the baby's future course. Gold for a king, the King of Kings. Frankincense for healer priest. And myrrh for our one and only final scapegoat, the baby born to die, the sacrificial lamb. He would not have cash, nor gold, nor card of any kind, but he would speak to opened ears words of gold and words of God, words never heard before, not spoken ever since the dawn of time, nor marked in any holy writ worldwide. Love your enemy. Sell all you have and give to the poor, and then come and follow me. And esteem the other more highly than yourself. And behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him, with her, with them. This is our King. And yes, he's healer priest. He did not need the frankincense or carry oils, balms, tinctures, or prescription drugs. His touch, his spit would show off God. And when his words would hit the air, they left the spirits of disease and death limping, sad and sorry, out of mind, forgotten. Get up, take your bed and walk. Be healed, your faith has made you well. Lazarus, come out. Anyone without sin, cast the first stone. And to the woman, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. The King, the reconciler priest, and finally, the sacrificial lamb. Behold the Lamb of God, the baby born to die, the gift of myrrh. And the baby, dead years before the cross, he lived to die, died daily as he lived. He asks the same of us. I came not to be served, but to serve. At 12, to his mother, how is it that you sought me? Did you not know I must be in my Father's house, about my Father's business? You heard me say to you, I go away and I will come to you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Joseph of Arimathea with Nicodemus came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. They took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Welcome all wonders in one sight. Eternity shut in a span. Summer in winter, day in night, heaven in earth, and God in man. Great little one, whose all-embracing birth lifts earth to heaven, stoops heaven to earth. We don't all see what's in the crib. Jesus has two faces, two showings. Some will see the one, some will look forever only on the other. If we see the one, we don't see him. We catch a glimpse, a likeness, we hear a hint of someone like no other ever, but our interest flags. The seed is snatched. We cannot stop, and when we turn back, he's passed us by. We're the innkeeper, charged with beds to make, animals to feed, people to serve, but never serving him. Self-serving, we serve ourselves. The way we've seen our generations lived, we've learned by heart and acted out through all our early days. Or we're the scholars of the written word, descended from the ones who handled Herod's copies of their holy writ. We're the church itself and all it's come to be in little towns and bigger spots and far-flung coastal burgs. We're with those who read from Micah and do one better, quote by heart, "He will be born in Bethlehem of Judea." We quote the truth. It feels so fine to know the chapter and its verse. We love our book, my Bible, my Biblia, my NSV, ESV, KJV, NJV, RSV, the Message by Eugene, NT, or simply Phillips. So we stay and read. Why go? I cannot go to Bethlehem. I'll chart their course and mark the map, an X for treasure, Savior, Lord, and King. I'll read results. I'll hear the news, the loving, healing, speaking gold. I'll trace his final path, his tortured walk through my dear Jerusalem to a hill outside the city wall, thank God. I'll know the facts from all reports and from the gossip, even tweets, but I'm not going. I'm staying with my books where I belong, my hands washed every time I touch them. And if Herod calls, I'm on it. I'm there. This is my house of books. Why go to Bethlehem for bread? Now Herod saw the other face, the face of God come down. But all the light, the glory shining through that baby's face could not, would not touch the darkness where Herod chose to dwell. He saw the face, but faltered badly. The wise man, unblinded, saw and loved the one true face. They had ears to hear and heard from outer space the note that sounded like a crystal. We gotta go, we gotta see, we gotta be by this baby boy. We're gonna give him all we have. We're gonna give him all we are. After all, that gong was sounded in a dream times three. Don't go back by Herod. Get gone. Go back another way. And in their gut, they knew that Herod's on a rant that would not stop. His words were lies. His promises pulled up from pitch. And so our wise ones, crowned or not, yet kings themselves of men, went back another way. How did they go back and tell their tale in words of gold and words of God? Did they scale a mountain first and to go and tell? We saw a star and followed it. Or did they tell all in an ordered form? We met a king, a Roman king, and then we heard the news of scholars that king had called. Words from holy books we've never known. The words made sense, and so we went to Bethlehem and met a babe from heaven. We knelt and gave him gold. Or did they collapse, evaporated after desert miles, and use the only rattled breath they had to whisper loud and clear, "We met a babe, a man and God, who told us all we ever did. And now we live with him. And all the words he speaks to us, the same voice that told us go and then go back another way, now says, I'll live in you and you in me, and we can speak in each other's ears. Today, this evening, through the night, at dawn, until the end of days." Lord, welcome to you, our God, our King, our healer priest, our reconciler, our sacrifice, the one who picks us up from pitch and sets us high, seated at your side. We thank you for coming to us all, for being born in us today, to live until the end of time. Amen.